Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
On that note, as always, I'm joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic admin manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hi Ans, how are you today?
Good morning, Yolandi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I'm really great. I'm actually, before, on that note, while you're asking how I'm doing, I just wanted to share with everyone that I'm extremely excited. I am running a marathon on Saturday, and I'm like as excited as a little child.
That's awesome. I hope it goes really well.
Yeah, so from one marathon, birthing a child, to the next marathon. That's what it is. And your clinic also, I mean, obviously we know it's part of our adverts that we know that you guys also do pregnancy screening and support at Dis-Chem Pharmacies.
Absolutely. We support patients right through from trying to get pregnant or planning to get pregnant up until baby's born, throughout with vaccinations and everything associated with that. So if you are planning on having a baby, or if you are already pregnant, of course, you're welcome to visit one of our clinics, and we can definitely guide you through that process and answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah. And I think that the biggest thing for me, and I mean, Ans, you've also mentioned it in so many times, is that often it's not just about what the nurse and the clinic nurse can do, but also the network that you guys have. And to be able to give moms just the options of what is available, to not just, you know, I was mentioning to Anita, my guest, that sometimes we kind of just go into this rhythm of, we have to go to a gynecologist and this is how we have to have a birth. And we don't realize that there's different options available to us.
That's so true. And every patient is different, and every patient's needs and what they have access to is completely different. And because we breach the gap between the public sector and the private sector, we have a lot of insight and network in both sectors. So we can always advise what would be best for the patient based on their needs and what they have access to. So, for example, if it's someone who would prefer to visit a private gynecologist, we can always refer to an appropriate person. Or if it's someone who's going to make use of the public sector and the clinics, we can always refer that route as well. So we have a lot of access to various options, and it's important that patients know what they have access to and what their options are, so that they can make an informed decision to suit their needs.
Craig, you also and you also mentioned that Dis-Chem does like pregnancy screening. What would a pregnancy screening, is that just to check that you are pregnant, or is there, can you actually go for checkups while you're pregnant?
So with the pregnancy screening in particular, it depends on what the patient requires or what they ask for. If someone wants to test whether they are in fact pregnant, we can always advise on which products to purchase for at-home tests, or we can collect a blood sample for a laboratory test. And there are two laboratory tests that we can look at. The one determines whether someone is pregnant, so it's a yes or no sort of result. Or a test can determine how many weeks someone is estimated to be pregnant, depending on their HCG levels that we test for. But then if someone has any questions or concerns regarding their pregnancy or difficulty in falling pregnant, it's always good to start with a nurse so that we can guide you through simple things that you can do to maybe increase your chances of falling pregnant.
Great. And as always, it's wonderful to have you on the show. I look forward to speaking to you next week. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Yolandi. Good luck with your marathon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.